Prologue. 3 years earlier. The full moon bathed the mountains in a bluish glow half as bright as daylight. Not a good night for traveling incognito. And Aurora Eden did not want to be recognized. Not tonight. Drum Circle was going full bore. A pair of wild-haired, cackling figures shuffled down the trail toward her from the noisy hilltop. Weed smokers. Aurora pulled the visor down to shade her face in the moonlight. She marched to the steady drumbeat that filled the forest, reverberating off the trees. It felt like a war march. Aurora wore a loose hoodie and baseball cap, not her usual kurta and head kerchief, and had removed her emerald nose stud. She was a well-known figure at Drum Circle, liked by everyone in Shanty Springs, but tonight was not about meeting friends or dancing till dawn. Tonight was strictly business. Things had happened to Aurora. Unspeakable things. And restitution needed to be paid. She zipped her sweatshirt higher against the early autumn chill and trudged up South Hill on a lesser-used path toward the source of the drumming. She dodged the probing eyes of a young woman she recognized as one of the flower children, burnouts and vagabonds who drifted in and out of Shanty Springs, like so many others. Shanty Springs, North Carolina, was an unincorporated township northwest of the artsy city of Asheville. Not really a town at all. It had sprung up organically over the past 15 or 20 years as Asheville had ballooned in population, pushing some of its fringier inhabitants westward. Nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains near the Tennessee border, the community sat roughly between the Hindu ashram on Mount Soma and the Buddhist retreat in Hot Springs. It had become a quiet mecca for spiritual seekers, as well as those seeking sanctuary from all manner of worldly woes. Drum Circle was the focal event in Shanty Springs culture. Every start of the moon's cycle, the entire community, and many outsiders as well, turned out for the all-night ceremony. Its meaning was whatever you chose it to be. Aurora pounded her boot heels up the zigzagging trail, hands jammed in her pockets. Her chest reverberated with the dual rhythms of the twin ceremonies blaring from the adjoining hills. Drum Circle had tripled in size in just the 14 months she'd lived here. Originated by a group of shamanic practitioners as a spiritual ceremony, it had soon spawned an offshoot group more interested in drumming for fun. That group now attracted a wide assortment of participants, including musicians, hippies, dance and movement lovers, hookup seekers, drifters, bikers, cultish types, and, more and more of late, druggies. The core spiritual group still held its circle atop North Hill. The partiers used South Hill, just 100 yards away. But people drifted freely between the two ceremonies and into the woods surrounding them. Anything and everything could happen in the woods around Drum Circle on any given full moon. "Hey, Ro," said a female voice behind Aurora, making her feet jump out of rhythm. Wondering how someone had recognized her from behind in her loose jeans and huge hoodie, she turned and looked. Mariama, a 6'2" psychic intuitive from Nairobi. Mariama had her own ways of knowing things.
"Caught your aura, Aurora. Can't hide it from me."
Mariama strode up beside Aurora with her long, wiry legs. Aurora loved Mariama, but was in no mood for conversation.
"I'll catch up with you later, hon," she told her lanky friend. "Right now there's a sitch I need to deal with." "Heard."
Mariama legged her way forward up the hill, turning back to say,
"You watch your back, sister. You hear?" "Watch my back? Why would Mariama say that?"
Aurora forged on. She was here to collect, plain and simple.
She and the other party had chosen Drum Circle for the payoff, a place where many dark deals went down, but also a place where the safety of the crowd provided some protection. As Aurora circled South Hill to its rear side, she thought about what she would do with the money. First, she would allow herself one last release, one last weekend of unbridled consumption, whatever brain candy she wanted. Then she would clean up her act, pay her back rent, get some business cards printed up, rent some space from Gayatri at the co-op, and start seeing clients as a spiritual counselor. And then she would bring her daughter out to live with her. A thrill of excitement coursed through her at the thought. She was going to do this. She really was. She was going to have it all. Her freedom, her chosen path in life, and her child. Then the anger washed over her again, heavy and dense, like a wave of mercury. First things first. Get the money. She trudged up South Hill and crept up on the large clearing, taking courage from the pounding of the drums. Drum Circle was going full throttle. 2 dozen men and women of every size, shape, race, age, and hair design beat ecstatically on drums of even greater variety. Congas, djembes, dumbeks, Celtic hand drums. Dancers, locking hands, moved in 2 concentric circles around a fire, tossing their heads and gyrating their hips in rhythm. Onlookers clapped and bobbed their heads, imbibing their chosen substances in the firelight. Silhouettes moved chaotically in the trees beyond the lighted circle. A pair of familiar eyes on the far side of the circle locked in on Aurora's. Not the eyes she was expecting. Crap. What was he doing here? This wasn't the plan. And she'd been clear as quartz crystal. There were to be no changes of plan. The man gave her a come-with-me head toss. Aurora's inner alarms rang like fire bells. Screw this. I'm out of here. She turned and headed down the narrow trail. Within seconds, footsteps scurried up behind her, multiple pairs of feet surrounding her on 3 sides. A hand clutched her sleeve. This is not the plan. This is not the plan. Breaking into a trot, she looked up at the sky and asked the Moon Mother for protection. The moon flashed blood red in Aurora's vision, and she felt her root chakra, at the base of her spine, go cold. It told her she had witnessed her last full moon.